flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We are just 3 days away now from the big event in New Orleans, Caesars Superdome, NFL finale, Philadelphia Eagles, Kansas City Chiefs taking it on for the Lombardi Trophy. Looking forward to that action, and you can hear it all on WWL. All week long we've had it, and we'll have the game for you on Sunday as well. Me and Mike Dottiglia were here a little earlier today and got hit by a storm. The quiet storm.
Woo!
Saints legend Marcus Colston stopped by and joined us on the virtual Treasure Chest Casino Power Seat. And here's what the Marcus Colston had to say.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller, Mike Dottiglia, now welcoming in now Saints Super Bowl champ Marcus Colston. How you doing? Thanks so much for stopping by.
I appreciate you guys having me, man. I'm doing well.
What's it been like being in the city come Super Bowl time right now? I know that everything is a buzzin'. What you been up to?
I've just kind of been working... Just working. So I'm down here really on business, but it's always good to be back in the city. A little busier than I'm used to, but it's, this is where Super Bowl's supposed to be.
A lot more hectic right now. Absolutely. For sure.
Marcus, about your career, man, and to think about how it started for you, and you come in here at the end of the draft, and you became one of the signature players for this football team, and in a great run for the Saints, too. It was the golden age of the Saints. What kind of put it that way for you to look back and to see what you guys did in that time frame?
I think with this much time to really, like, reflect on it, I think it's really seeing how far we came. You know, we all came together in 2006, and a lot of us, you know, myself included, I was in survival mode. I was just trying to make a roster. And, you know, I think a lot of us kind of came together. That core group, Drew coming off his injury and you know, our draft class coming together. We built a culture that was really built on grit and survival. We started at Millsaps with those.
And that was some rough days in Mississippi.
Yeah, man, it was crazy training camps. But I think, you know, when you go through stuff like that, it bonds you as a team. And I think... That core group, we had a greater why that was kind of forged in those tough times, and then obviously playing in this city and understanding, you know, the impact is much greater than wins and losses. I think that unique combination allowed us to kind of catch lightning in a bottle.
One of the things with Coach Payton, him and I talked about this, you were one of the first, what I call, big receivers to play in the slot. Okay, back then, that wasn't the case, but Sean was like, Mike, I'm looking for a mismatch. I'm looking for a mismatch downfield. And so he says, whatever you talk about, you got to say that Marcus was really one of the first guys as a tall receiver to play in that slot. And he said it was unique. It was to watch the corners or the third guy was like, what, I got to guard him? Because they're used to the small guy playing in the slot.
No, it's just the right place at the right time. The most interesting thing about that is I had never played in the slot in my entire career until I got here. Like, my whole college career, we played the spread offense. I was literally the left wideout for 4 years. Never played on the right side of the field, never played in the slot. So when I got down here, it was a whole new world that just opened up. And for him to have the insight to put me in there and allow me to kind of move around and create those mismatches. One, I didn't have a ton of bad habits to unlearn. But, it was just what makes him such an innovative play caller. He has a vision for you as a player, and he put me in really good positions, and it was just up to me to go make the plays.
I know you said you were in town on business. You got a lot of things going on, a big entrepreneur. What you got going on right now?
So I'm about a year into launching a sports investment firm.
Okay.
So we're down here meeting with some potential investors, meeting with some companies. And for me, it's exciting because I've been out of sports for a handful of years, doing some financial advising work and some executive coaching work. But to be back in sports, you know, being able to build franchises, build clubs, build technology companies within sports, it just gives me an opportunity to take a lot of what I've been doing the last 15 years at a bunch of these different places and kind of bring it all and drop it into this one platform and just having a lot of fun doing it.
Marcus, one of the things they don't teach us in school, how to manage your money. And that's so huge when you get to a certain level about money management.
No, it's everything. It's everything because, you know, so much of the media and so much of the focus is on what these guys make. But the ultimate, the ultimate measure is how much you keep. And, you know, for a lot of us, we don't come from wealth and we don't come from situations where, we don't have that in our DNA. So a lot of times we're first generation. And, you know, I think it's really important. And you started to see this wave towards veteran players reaching back and really helping younger players along. And I think, you know, it's super important to be able to kind of create that change from the inside out, because you understand not just the skill sets, you understand the person and you understand the circumstances that lead to the decision making. And it's just a huge opportunity to really be able to put this next generation in a good spot.
Give us a pick for the weekend.
That's where I was going.
Give us a
Sunday's
pick.
Game.
I know you're going to pick the Eagles. See, Geller's a Jersey guy. He got to pick the Eagles. Got to do it.
Full disclosure, I'm a Jersey guy myself.
Exactly.
Not from there, but my wife's from there, so I'm a Jersey guy. I think what the Eagles have been doing just as an offense, they're playing throwback football. They've got a bunch of road graders up front. They've got a top-tier running back, and you just don't see a lot of teams that are going to turn around and hand the ball off 30, 35 times. You just don't see it. And defenses don't have the personnel. They don't have the schemes. So I think, you know, there's a not so obvious mismatch with just the style of football that they play, and I think they'll end up kind of running away with this thing.
Appreciate the time, Marcus. What you think about though to the offense with the Philadelphia Eagles and their coordinator Kellen Moore, who's rumored to be the next head coach of the Saints?
I mean, he's been somebody that's been on the rise for the last handful of years. So I think if he ultimately is the pick down here, I think he's got a really good core group of players on offense, and I think just being the innovative play caller he is, I think it'll be a good fit down here.
Awesome stuff. Appreciate
Thank
the time.
You,
Thanks so much.
Appreciate
you guys.
That's Marcus Colson, Saints legend and Super Bowl champion.